We have a question from people who work in quite stressful jobs caring for others, and one particular student who works in a prison. When we are confronted with extreme suffering or are working in very challenging situations or have challenging situations in our lives, how can we protect ourselves so that we do not become overwhelmed ourselves and at the same time remain open? So when we have challenging situations in our life, just living in a big city, sometimes we think we have to protect ourselves, and it's very hard to know how to stay open and kind without getting overwhelmed.
And you see, till we have really reached the measure of having accomplished Lojong practice, always the word I comes up. I, me, you know.
Normally, whenever we think, or whenever we, you know, just normally, our way of thinking, the way we are always, you see, is like this. At all times, if you did not really accomplish the really measure of having accomplished the Lojong practice fully, then the word or the thought of concern of saying I or the me, that comes always. I, me. You know, in this question, it's like saying, when we are confronted with extreme suffering, when we are working in challenging situations, when we are having challenging situations in our lives, then how can we protect ourselves that we don't become overwhelmed? At the same time, we remain open and kind.
Because of that, me, I, so therefore always challenging things comes. I'm challenged, you know, I'm stressed.
Because you have that kind of a thought of I, then always the question of challenging and all these things come up. At such times, you know, what we have to really reflect on, think or reflect on is such time when this rises, I or me comes, when it comes, then the main thing we must concern ourselves or we should think or reflect on is so in such, you say, yes, you just yourself, yes. Let's put myself in his situation and he becomes me and I become him, you know, change the situation completely to reverse the situations, you know, consider the other as you and you are the other. If you think that way, then you see things will become less challenging.
And so therefore that if you reverse the situation, let's say you put yourself in the other person's situation, that he's the stressed person, and you the other one, then it becomes different. There's a particular way of exchanging ourselves to others. There's a method that is like using that way. There is a way, you know.
If you take an example, but here you probably had not experienced such things, you know, such situation has not occurred here.
Country. very poor country.
In a very poor country.
Maybe there is famines. And that time, everybody certainly struggled for getting the food.
Food, yeah.
Then first, I also struggling for, to get my food. Yeah. Then probably also I just fight with
food. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Because always
always you cherish yourself.
Yeah,
always.
Myself is the first.
So you're most important.
Yeah. But that time, if your this practice or maybe love you is getting a little bit higher levels, then I think, oh, why I only think about he is also suffering. He is suffering. He is suffering. Maybe tea. Then, okay, this time I give up. Give to them. If I have this kind of mental attitude, then certainly very difficult, but very good. Then you will be very happy. Then this person also very appreciates you.
You understand?
That's your question? So maybe we change something we think about others, then
to really put yourself in the other person's place, shoes, and then you in the other. You know, if you do that, then it will reverse things. You begin to realize. And then it becomes easier and easier. Then work becomes easier and easier. Very good.